Hey, honey, I'm done cleaning the garage. I decided to come in and ask you what you want for dinner.
I'm so sorry. Oh my god. I came in to ask you what you wanted for dinner, sweetheart, but I didn't mean to barge in like that and catch you in the middle of whatever it is that you're doing. Yeah, I'm sorry, sweetheart. No, I have to close my eyes like this and cover them. It's so rude of me to just barge in here like that, and I don't think it's appropriate for me to watch you do that. If you want, I can just go back downstairs and make whatever. It's fine. Yeah. Finish up what you're doing. Dinner will probably be ready in about 30 minutes. So, is that enough time? Okay, sweetheart. Don't laugh at me for covering my eyes, honey. I just don't want to embarrass you by looking at you and watching you, even though I can still hear you stroking. But okay, I'm just gonna go now. I'll see you downstairs in about 30 minutes, okay, honey? Okay. Oh, so sorry. My God, I can't believe I just caught him like that. Oh, fuck. I've been trying to avoid him this entire time because I knew that if I saw that cock again, I was going to want to suck it. And do more than suck it, but okay, you're fine. It's fine. It's no big deal. Just have to prepare dinner. Don't lose your cool. Just get dinner ready. You'll come down here. You can just eat and go your separate ways. Oh my god, I'm definitely going to fuck myself tonight thinking about that. Oh my god. This is terrible. His cock is so big. Oh, fuck, I think it's grown since the last time I saw him. Oh, okay. All I have to do is get through dinner, and then I can go to bed early, and I can just do whatever disgusting thing I need to do to get myself off and just forget about it. And tomorrow I will avoid him, and this will stop being an issue. Okay. Okay. Okay, Val, you can do this. It's your son. It was a one-time thing. You are never gonna do that again. Okay, fuck. God damn it, where did I put the spaghetti sauce? Fuck. Honey, it's time for dinner. Clean up and come downstairs. Everything's set and the table's ready. Okay. Here you go. Here is a nice big spoonful of this meat sauce on the spaghetti. There's a cheese. Here's a garlic bread. Do you want anything else before I sit down? Okay. Oh, yeah, dig in. It smells so good, right? Yeah. It's nice to share family dinner like this, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah, you're right. It's nice to spend time together like this in quarantine and be able to have dinner together again and enjoy each other's company. Mm-hmm. Oh, sweetheart. I really rather not talk about that. I said I'm sorry. I really, really didn't want to invade your privacy like that. I know that you have so much more privacy in college, and being home and not being on your own in a dorm is kind of weird, and it's kind of like going back in time, and probably just a little bit uncomfortable when your mommy barges into your room like that. But I will respect your privacy from now on. I will only enter your room if I knock. You don't want me to knock on your door? I mean, sweetheart, weren't you embarrassed that mommy caught you doing that? No, honey, you must be very mistaken. Mommy didn't like it, and mommy's eyes weren't totally watching your hand go up and down as you stroked. I didn't enjoy that. I forgot for a moment where I was and what was happening, but it's just all very, very, very awkward. I really would prefer if we could just have dinner, maybe just a little quietly, or just, in silence, and just if we never talked about this again, that would be best. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm really, really flustered. And for some reason, I'm really nervous talking to you about this, but I would prefer if we just left that where it is and just close that door and, absolutely never open it again. Okay. Yeah. 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 Some things are better left in those dark corners, closed up and locked up and never talked about again. So I would appreciate if you did that. Okay, sweetie? You're so sweet. Thank you, honey. Now, let's dig in before it gets cold. Oh my God. This is going to be the longest dinner ever. Oh no, sweetheart. I was just saying how I need more cheese. Okay, good. Oh, no, don't worry about that, honey. I'll just clean up here, and I'm going to bed right afterwards, so don't you worry, you don't need to help mommy with the dishes or anything. No, please leave everything on the table, just go back to your room, and do whatever it is that you usually do on a normal night. Here, let me just give you a quick little kiss. Good night. No, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm really, really good. I don't need help over here, okay? Good night, honey. Sweet dreams. Oh, fuck. Thank God he's gone. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to be able to deal with this. He just looks so good sitting there, cock hard again. And I know that his cock was hard because he really enjoyed me watching him. Fuck, we can't let this happen again. I promised it wouldn't happen again. Fuck, I really need to finish these dishes so that I can go fuck myself silly and get rid of this need. Nice early start to the morning. I feel better already. Let me just get in my yoga clothes. Start out the day nice and ready for a clear mind. This is a very cute white shirt. I think it's my new favorite. Oh, I love these shiny yoga pants. Hopefully he's not awake yet. Let me just grab my mat and head downstairs. What a beautiful morning. Perfect for a clear mind and some good stretches. And some new challenging positions. Fuck, it is really hot out here. That's even so early in the morning. I'm gonna have to read a book by the pool later. Warrior one. Down into warrior two. And down to warrior three. Up again to two. Warrior one. And down. Finishing up with a downward dog. Stretch it out. Oh, good. That's good. That's good for now. Good start to the morning. I wonder why he's not up yet. It's a beautiful day. He's gonna have to come outside and enjoy it. I hate it that he spends so much time in there playing video games. Let me just clean up here, roll up my mat. It's Sweetheart. Sweetheart, it's almost 10 in the morning. Sweetheart, it's time to get up. It's time to go outside and do something fun. No, you can't stay in here in the dark in bed playing video games all day. I mean, how are you going to get your vitamin D? Come on. I know this is probably not what you do when you're in college and go outside and enjoy your day. You probably just stay in and play video games all the time. But I think we can spend some time outside and just enjoy the day together. How's that sound? Come on, let's go. I'm sure you can pause it. Okay. It's good that you're getting out of bed now and heading to the shower. Yeah. Honey, aren't those boxers a little bit old? I mean, they're a little thin and worn out, aren't they? Do you need a new pair? I can go get you some. I can go get you some sometime. Yeah. Yeah, those just look so old and used and worn out, especially in certain areas. Yeah, I mean, I think you've had those for at least 5 years now, and you have grown so very much since then. Yeah. I could probably go sometime this week and do that for you. Anything, whatever you want. You can wear some shorts, probably some shorts and then a t-shirt and just come outside and relax with me, okay? Okay, honey. Honey, you left your computer open. Oh. Wow. I guess he wasn't really playing video games. It looks like the game is still on the start screen, and his laptop's got a whole bunch of windows open. What is this? Oh, wow, that is a lot of porn. I mean, that's even more porn than I watch, and fuck, I watch a lot of porn. Oh, what is this? Naughty MILFs? Oh. That looks... A lot like me. Wow, she is very attractive, and she's got a very, very tiny skirt and really high heels. This actually kind of look like the ones I have to go out with my friends on girls' night. Oh, what about this one? Those are pretty tight leggings, and they actually just look like mine. Oh, that's a very tight white top she's wearing, and those are very, very, very small yoga shorts. Is that his underwear? Is that... a washcloth? Oh, fuck. They're drenched in cum. Oh, no. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Okay, this can't... Oh, no, 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 this can't be happening. Fuck. Is he watching this because he's imagining that it's me? Oh, fuck. What did I do? What did I do? Oh, this is fucking terrible. What a fucking mess. All of these cum-dried clothes and all of these very skimpy, scantily clad older women that look just like me. Fuck. Okay. Oh, no. I think he's thinking of me when he's doing this. Fuck. Oh my god, I can't believe now he has his fetish, and it's all my fault. I mean, I should have never sucked his cock like I did. What am I gonna do? How am I gonna help him? Fuck, I can't undo what I did. Oh, shit. I'm just gonna have to talk to him about it and confront him about this. Fuck. Oh, this is not gonna be good. Okay, I'll just make breakfast and we'll just have a normal conversation over breakfast. I'm not gonna make it weird. It's not gonna be weird. It'll be fine. Okay. Hey, honey. You smell nice. All cleaned up? Good. I know, you probably smelled the bacon from upstairs. Well, it's a very hearty breakfast, and you want to make sure that you eat enough and get enough food. I know that college nutrition isn't always the best, so I worry that you're not getting everything you need out there. Oh, honey. You're so silly. You have everything you need right here. Yeah. Of course, it's your home. Everything that you could ever want is here. Oh, my tummy is all rumbling. I think it's time to eat. Okay, good. Here, do you want some orange juice? Okay. Some coffee? All right. Anything else? Okay. Just black. Wow, so bold. I didn't realize my son was such a grown man that he drinks his coffee black without anything in it. I remember when you were just a small kid and you asked me to add sugar to your chocolate milk. You would ask me to add sugar to your regular milk too. I could never imagine that sweet little boy has turned into this man sitting across from me. Yes, honey. Here you go. Here is the butter, and here is the syrup for the pancakes. Yeah. What? Oh, no. Nothing's wrong. Oh, because I made all this food, and usually when I make a big breakfast, it means something's wrong. Wow. Well, you are observant, and you are a very, very, very smart boy, so. Well, you see, honey, so, here's what happens. You're right, about that. Usually when I make breakfast like this, it's because I am going to give some news, or talk about something. important to the family in family meetings. But I don't really know how to say this without just absolutely making everything worse than it already is. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, honey. I didn't mean to, but this morning when I went to get you out of your room, I accidentally looked at your computer, and I saw that you had so many different browser windows open, and I know I shouldn't have, but I looked through them, and I looked through what you had on the screen, and there were all these videos about older women, women my age, MILFs, as it said on that page, that were wearing some very, very scantily clad clothes, and I don't know if you can really call them clothes, because a lot of them were practically naked and wearing very, very tight clothes that you could see pretty much everything through, and it left very little to the imagination. But what I'm saying, sweetheart, is I noticed that a lot of these women in these videos that you had up, and a lot of the videos that said that were recommended for you, were very curvy, tall, very dark-haired, long-haired women with very large breasts, and they looked very much like me, sweetheart. And I don't know. I don't know how to say this, but I'm really, really sorry. It worries me very much that you're watching these kinds of videos and that you're pleasuring yourself to them, and that it arouses you when women who look like me and dress like me do some very dirty things. And it was in more than one video that I saw that had the title of Mommy in there. And so I'm so sorry, honey. I know it's my fault because of what happened last time, and I know that I said I would never talk about it again with you, because it was a very, very weak moment for both of us, and I don't think that I did the right thing by sucking your cock and showing you what it was like to have a blowjob. I thought it was the right thing at the time. I really did. But I don't think it was the right decision anymore. I think I've really, really, really fucked up. And I think I need to apologize to you for it, because you don't have any fault in this. It's really all me. And it's my fault for being just so careless and thoughtless that I thought that sucking your cock would be a good idea, and it clearly was not. And to be honest, I haven't been able to get over it either, and I have so many fantasies about you, and they're wrong, and I hate myself for it, and it's embarrassing, and it's awkward, and I hate thinking about it, and I hate thinking about you that way, but it's just, I can't help it. My body just responds to it, and it turns me on so much to remember what we did and to fantasize about you. And I'm sorry. I just, I didn't mean to. What? No, sweetheart. I don't dress like this to arouse you. Don't accuse me of that. I don't do it on purpose. It's just, I mean, these yoga shorts are just so tiny and see-through and tight. I mean, they really aren't comfortable to wear with panties. And, I mean, you know, the camel toe isn't that bad. is it? I mean, they do make my ass look good, and they are very cute, and they make me feel better about myself, and they make me feel good, and they still make me feel like a desirable, sexy older woman, and that's so hard to do these days. Your father doesn't do anything to help with that. He's just so boring, and he doesn't want to try anything new, and he just makes me feel so boring. I need to do something for myself, and this is what I do. And I mean, I don't buy these shirts smaller than they're meant to be on purpose. I guess the girl that was modeling it just didn't have as much cleavage as I do, and my tits are just much bigger than hers, so I didn't do it on purpose. I thought it would be a cute shirt, and it is, and it's a very cute shirt, and it's very comfortable too. I'm sorry. Listen, I don't do this for you. I do it for me, and I'm sorry that doing it has caused these thoughts and feelings and all of this just terribly disgusting and perverse fantasy that I started, and I really shouldn't have, and I'm so sorry, sweetheart. The way that I sucked your dick the last time, the way that I took it into my mouth so enthusiastically, and the way that I licked around it and sucked it and took it into my throat and choked on it and spit all over it and fucked it with my mouth. It just can't happen again, honey, okay? No, it's not good. What? No, sweetheart, I'm fine, I'm not out of breath because I'm aroused or anything. It's hard to say this without being a little embarrassed, and it's just kind of hard for me to do this right now. So, yes, honey? I'm sorry that I'm staring at it. Oh, I didn't even notice that I was staring at it. What? You've been watching me stare at it the entire time? It couldn't have possibly been that long, could it? Oh, fuck. I am sorry, honey. I know that I've made it hard now, and it's probably very, very painful, but I'm just gonna need you to just... No, don't take it out. Don't take it out. Don't pull it out. Please put it back in your pants. Just please, before we do anything worse than we've already done, please put your cock back in your pants. Please just put it back in your pants. Oh, I'm so sorry I caused this. I know, sweetheart, I know it's my fault, but what did you just say? I made it hard. Now I have to fix it. Sweetheart, this is not a porno. This is real life, and I am your mother. We can't do this again. No, wait, what do you do with my hand? Yes, I can feel just how hard it is. It does feel really nice. It's getting even bigger now. Fuck. That's, wow. That's, it feels really good under my hand. Yeah. I do like how it feels when I wrap my hand around it and stroke it. Sweetheart, this is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea. Yeah. Well, it's a bad idea because your cock is so very hard and big. And it feels so good under my hand as I stroke it. I'm not going to want to stop stroking it. No. No. Your balls are so big and they look so full. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stop. No. I don't know. It's so very nice. It's definitely the nicest cock I've ever had in my hand. And your balls, too. I just love cupping them like this. They're so heavy for such a young man. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I really can't stop myself. I've been wanting to do this for so long. I just don't have the self-restraint anymore. Oh, come here. Let me just get your cock nice and slippery for me. To stroke just like this. I can't help it, sweetheart. I'm sorry, baby, but I really, really need to do this. I've been needing to do this since the last time that I had your cock this close to me. Good boy. Such a good boy, getting even harder for mommy. You like that? You like how mommy just strokes your cock like that, sweetheart? God, it's so hard for me. And I made this thick, big cock of yours so nice and hard. Oh, honey. I have a confession to make, sweetheart. I've been thinking about this cock since yesterday. I fucked myself so hard last night with my dildo thinking about you going inside me. Thinking about how I caught you stroking your thick, hot, young cock yesterday. Oh, fuck. That's all I could think about at dinner. It's all I could imagine was just your cock in my hand. And me being the one jerking it and stroking it instead of you. How I wanted to be in bed stroking your cock for you. How I want to be the one that does it every time now, honey. I don't want you to ever have to stroke your own cock again. I want to do it for you. Let mommy help you, sweetheart. Let mommy help you, good boy. Are you gonna let me do it? Are you gonna let mommy stroke your cock every time it gets hard now? Good boy. Oh, that moan and that groan was so good. Are you getting close, sweetheart? You're getting close to coming for mommy? Well, it's only fair for mommy to do this every time now. Every time your cock gets hard. Because we both know that mommy's the one making your cock hard, honey. We both know that mommy is the one that made this thick, young cock Throb, it's only fair that I take care of it, isn't it? Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, I can feel these balls tighten. Are you ready, honey? Are you ready to come all over your mommy? Oh, such a good boy. Yes, moan for me. Just like that sweet boy. Yes. I want you to come for mommy now, baby. I want you to come for mommy. And I want you to come all over mommy's face. And all over mommy's tits. Just coming out of my shirt like that. Yes, honey. Oh, come for mommy. Oh, come for mommy. Yes. Yes. Yes, come for mommy. Oh, good boy. All over my face. Just like that. Oh, good. Good boy. Yes. Keep spurting. Oh, that thick hot cum onto mommy's face. Mommy's tits. Mommy's thin white top. You're absolutely ruining it, baby. Good boy. I'm such a good boy. Look at what you've done, sweetheart. Look at the mess you've made of mommy. Covered in your cum dripping down my face. Your cum dripping down my tits. Come here, sweetheart. Give me your hand. Put out two fingers. Good. Here, you're going to clean this cum off of mommy's face. Scoop it up. Good boy. Now, you're going to feed it to mommy. Good boy. Oh, honey. Your cum is so very sweet. Oh, how I love it. Fuck. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for letting mommy help you. Good boy.